Okay, welcome back to the Finsiders, getting ready for tomorrow night's game against Tampa Bay, a home game against the Buccaneers. The preseason dress rehearsal to talk about it, the Hall of Fame broadcaster and player quarterback. Bob Greasy is here, Nat Moore, the Dolphin legend as well. Let's start with the fact that it is a home game. It's been forever since the Dolphins have played at Sun Life Stadium. It's got to be nice for these players to just get out there and do their normal routine at home.
The heck with the players. I'm just happy to sleep in my own bed for a change.
So nice just to have to drive to the stadium and not drive to the airport and get on an airplane and fly a couple of hours. And then after the plane game's over, get back on a flight. We're just going to go to the stadium, do a game, and then drive home.
That ain't bad.
No, not bad for our players either. You know, a chance to get used to the stadium again. You know, they've been on the road for 3 weeks now. Now they go into a familiar locker room. They go out on a field that they're used to playing on, and they get in their normal routine for the year.
And it's been a good off season as far as the Dolphins picking up players, the draft, free agents coming in, and I get the feeling that the fans are all excited about this team, and it's going to give them the first opportunity to look and see this team on the field.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Mike Wallace didn't even participate in the scrimmage that they had, you know, during training camp. And it was a big Monday night. They had, you know, 20-whatever thousand people out of the stadium. But Wallace sat that one out. He was nursing the groin injury. So it'll be the first opportunity for the fans to see Mike Wallace in person. We call it the dress rehearsal game, Bob. We expect to see, obviously, I guess, more of Ryan Tannehill this week than in any of the previous games.
Well, I think the offense and the defense, including Ryan, are going to play into the third quarter. And that's kind of normal for this third game. Next week, we'll probably rest a lot of the starters. And if anybody should get nicked or banged up a little bit, they won't play next week. But this is the one you really want to do well in. You want to if you've got five or six possessions, you want to score on three or four of them and look good doing it.
Tight end position obviously has changed a lot since the injury to Dustin Keller last week. It kind of seems like Charles Clay is next man up, but it's going to be a group effort, I think, to sort of replace the production Keller might have had.
Well, Charles Clay showed last year that he could play at this level. You know, he caught 18 balls, and, you know, he's a guy that's multi-talented, could play H-back, fullback, tight end, so a good guy to have. But, you know, when you look at the last 2 years, we've drafted tight ends. Deion Sims this year, Michael Agnew the year before. It's an opportunity. You know, you don't ever want to see anybody get hurt. But when someone goes down, it allows a guy to show the coaches that they could play at this level. This is their opportunity. I mean, you haven't read anything about Jeff Ireland or coach looking for tight ends. They got confidence in these guys. Well, on Saturday night, they get a chance to show coach, hey, you don't need to go look for anybody. You got it right here.
That's Nat Moore. Bob Greasy is here as well. Lamar Miller hasn't gotten a ton of carries in the preseason. He and Daniel Thomas, though, they seem to be in this battle. And both guys, I imagine, coming out tomorrow night in the game, looking to, you know, make an impact in this one.
Well, and that's what preseason, the word preseason is. You're not looking to run the ball a lot with any of these guys. You want to give everybody a chance to do it. My concern is, you know, the running game consists of two things. It consists of the offensive line opening up the holes and the running backs finding the holes. And as Joe Philbin just told us, first of all, you got to hold on to the ball. And secondly, you got to do something with it when you get it. There has not been much of a running game so far in the preseason, but I think that the coaches don't care about that. They just want to get some guys in the game, get some touches, see if they can hold on to the football, see if they can block and pass protection. But my concern is the offensive line and the injuries that we've had, and secondly, the running backs coming back, because the guy that ran for nearly 1,000 yards last year, Reggie Bush, is no longer here. So we need one of these guys to step in.
You mentioned the offensive line, Nat, and we've talked so much about right guard, and John Jerry practiced this week, so maybe we'll get the opportunity to see him back out on the field tomorrow night. But we haven't talked in recent weeks about Tyson Klebo at right tackle, Jonathan Martin at left tackle, which is a good thing, I guess.
Well, I think anytime you're a tackle and they're not mentioning your name, it's definitely a good thing, because usually it's a holding penalty or you gave up a sack when you get mentioned. You know, the thing that I'm excited about getting John Jerry back and having a chance to work with Klebo is they get to build some chemistry. You know, on the other side, You got Richie Incognito and you got Martin. They are starting to develop that chemistry, knowing how to pass off. When tackles run those tackle-in games, that, you know, they have to communicate. You know, so as you start to look at this football team and getting everybody healthy, now going into the fourth game of the season, normally the third game of the season, you will get a look at who that offensive line is going to be. They'll get a lot of work, and hopefully that will get them ready for the season.
Now, you talk about the two guys working together in the chemistry. A couple of days ago, I was in Washington, D.C. with the Dolphins of the 72 season going to the White House. And one of the conversations that I was involved with was Larry Little, our right guard, and Norm Evans, our right tackle. And they were just talking. They were just sitting there laughing and smiling at each other of how they lined up together for so long. And if the defense was doing something, all Larry would have to do or Norm would have to do was look over to one another, and they knew the adjustment that needed to be made. And that's the chemistry that Nat's talking about. Those guys played next to each other, I don't know, for 8 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. And all it took was just an eye shot and says, all right, they're going to do that. All right, we're going to adjust and we're going to do this.
And you hear about that sometimes too with quarterbacks and receivers. You know, if it's a hot read or a change of the line of scrimmage, sometimes it just takes that glance.
Yeah, just look at him and said, Nat says, all right, I got it. We'll run the fade instead of the hook and it will hit, go be all right.
Well, I think a lot of times when you don't have to make a call, but you're on the same page, you don't run the risk of someone not getting it. And I think that's where chemistry comes in. I mean, you know, if you got a weak safety blitz and Bob looks out there, let me know, hey, weak safety blitz could be coming. We're not going to check off because we got what we want already.
I know you got it.
Yeah.
You got it, and I know you got it, and you know I got it.
Right.
So we're in good shape.
I got it. Nat Moore, Bob Greasy, always great to visit with you guys. Obviously, be on the telecast tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, pregame show, CBS 4 kickoff at about 7:30 p.m. Always great to visit with you guys. Thank you.
Good deal.
Our pleasure.